asking women to register, as we ask men to register, would maybe possibly open up more recruits as women began to think about, well, the military is an option for me. And if you would briefly go down the line and give me your sense as to whether or not Congress should look at requiring Selective Service Registration for all Americans.
Senator, it's my personal view that based on this lifting of restrictions for assignment to unit MOS, that every American who's physically qualified should register for the draft.
Secretary Mavis?
Senator, I think this, you very correctly pointed out, this needs to be looked at as part of a national debate, given the changed circumstances. The one thing you did say that's not Selective Service related, but that we do believe that this will open up recruiting, that more women will be interested in, I'll just talk about the Marines, because these last restrictions have been removed.
Secretary Murphy?
Senator, I believe that, yes, it should be a national debate, and I encourage the legislative body to look at that. I would say that unlike the decision in 1981, where we're now in the longest war in American history, over the last almost 15 years, that we've had over 1,000 women killed or injured in combat. Now with this implementation, if you can meet the standard, you're on the team no matter what MOS it is. So I highly encourage that national debate, ma'am.
You would encourage what?
The debate.
The national debate, Mr. Chairman.
You asked for your opinion, Mr. Secretary.
Yes.
General Miley.
Senator, I think that all eligible and qualified men and women should register for the draft.
Well, I do too.